causing the crisis. Then what if they, the cows, go up by the way of its border toward Beth Shemesh? Then he has done us this great evil. 1 Samuel 6:9. We all remember from our earliest days in school the story of 1 Samuel 6. We will not repeat it here. We will only ask one question when we see the Philistines bringing back the ark. Did the Philistines really not know that exactly the God of Israel had done this great evil to them? Their God, Dagon, had tumbled down before him. And that is the most terrible catastrophe that can happen to a people that pays its priests, even more, as here, to the college of priests itself. At such an event, tumors, mice, and pestilence disappear. Yes, indeed, they knew. That ark had become a judgment to them, a crisis. The God of that ark had become a judgment to them, indeed a completely overwhelming crisis. He had defeated Dagon, and Dagon had thus far been the God in which all their considerations of crisis feelings and crisis judgments were concentrated. They knew very well that if there was a God, one who can stage a crisis, it had to be Yahweh, the God of Israel. They could not go further than to him. They no longer could think past him after they were forced to think past Dagon. As a matter of fact, they had immediately explained the crisis of Dagon's fall in his own house as an organic continuation of the crisis, the judgments of the world, which the God of Israel had performed in previous centuries. Yes, indeed, they knew. But they were eager to get rid of that knowledge. That knowledge would, if they were honest, cost them their position as priests and prophets. It mocked their religion, their fear, their service of worship. They wanted to get rid of that. And what did they do? They caused the well-known facts to be made questionable again. They would again ask for a sign, and they would bring the case once more into a crisis. There had to be a sign, nursing cows, which without whip and driver would simply bring the ark back to its place again. Then they would believe. In their own manner, they brought the case into a crisis. That manner, or certainly, was their own manner. And not everyone would want to follow them in that. The intention, however, was Philistine. But there can also be people who have the being of Israel in their heart, and who also want to live in accordance to the law of Israel, who nevertheless do what the Philistines have dared to do, to ask for the well-known way, but then with a pious gesture, a prayer, and a term of fear and trembling, to bring a case into a crisis. Indeed, the Philistines brought the ark and its history into a crisis, and after that they went their way, very stately. Yet they had condemned themselves. The sign that had been given to them was a judgment on them. But when the ark came back to Israel, it also became a revelation of a crisis itself, of a judgment of God. It struck dead, caused wounds and destruction. But Israel remained silent, for those who saw it and believed remembered the word that once was written and the command that once and for always was given, and came from the sign to the word, and from the shock to the revelation. For the crisis is not a case, and a case, also the one caused by panic, is never a crisis that reveals something from above. But the word, says my God, the word they have, and that is enough for them. Amen. Thus says the Lord of hosts. And when the ark had returned to Israel, where the scroll of the law was, Psalm 68 could later be born, the song for the arrival of the ark, the song of messianic perspective, the song of ascension. In that ascension to heaven, the law of the ark has been fulfilled. At that time it became clear that above and below are not contrasts. Instead, eternal peace has been established between them, and all judgment has been committed to the Son. The divine, also in the crisis, has become human. And the ark did preach all of that. But those who saw it were not Philistines, but only the Israel of God. Both the Israelites and the Philistines were shocked by a judgment, a crisis with the ark. But with the Philistines, the law and the acknowledgement of the continuity of revelation history were lacking. Thus they remained heathens and became so more and more. Yet Israel understood every crisis of the ark from the word spoken about the ark. Then the Messiah came to the lands of Israel. He was not a crisis, but the blessing.